The winter of 63, I can remember coming to Bishop Stoughton Primary School, and in that same year, Devon was covered by a blanket of snow, really, really heavy snow. We had no central heating at 37 4th Street, and we had a two-bar electric fire, which my dad would only let us put one bar on the fire. And it was blimmin' freezing, and you'd go to bed with your clothes on, and nobody, you know, nobody knew any different. It was the way it was. So then, all of a sudden, you had to go to school. So there's no playgroup back then, and I was chucked into Miss Hawkins' class, so the Hawkins room that's now at the community centre. And I can clearly remember trying to run out on the first day and Miss Hawkins locking the door behind me. And I can remember crying and just wanted to go home. I didn't want to go to school. That was it. I had enough of that. So Miss Hawkins back then, to me as a kid, she looked like she was about 140. She's probably late 60s, maybe 70. Grey hair, nylon overcoat to protect her probably from kids throwing up and spilling things and felt pens and goodness knows what else. Bless her heart, she was a lovely lady. She had an excess of facial hair, and she would stamp her homework with a well-tried stamp, or if she wanted to see you, which you means you've done something wrong, a see me. And I can remember the kids at school back in those days, and I can remember them quite well, names just randomly. There was Derek and Susan Hutter, who lived up at Lindridge. The Circum family, they came from Tynmouth. There was Howard Malcolm and Lindsay. Francis Down, who's Les, the village funeral director, and Jill's brother. Peter Lewis. And one family that really stuck in my mind were the Doxy family. And they were David, Peter, and Susan. I think they came from Tynmouth. And in later life, I taught Peter's sons to drive articulated lorries. I think the Doxies had a connection with Austria or Germany because the kids, and this is not a joke, the sons with the kids would come to school in Lederhosen, and Susan Doxy, who was a really lovely girl, all the boys fancied Susan, would come to school dressed in like the Austrian national dress, which seemed a bit strange. Other kids would have been Phyllis Aldridge, Leslie Carter, Rebecca Robbins, no relation, she only had one B, Cal Preta and Christina Groves. And I remember Christina Groves had a sooty puppet, and I was so envious of this sooty puppet. Jackie and John Springate. Jackie, as a young girl, was so beautiful. All the kids were trying to show off to Jackie Springate. John Whitechurch, his dad was a doctor. And then you had the Lamble family from across the road in the farm. You had David, Richard, and Robert, Anne, Elizabeth, and Caroline. Dave Pitt, a long-term mate of mine, he was a Tynmouth boy, would come to Bishop School. Dave hated Fridays because we'd have a spelling test on a Friday, but we'd also play football. So it was really difficult. Dave was torn. Do I turn up to play football? Shall I go sick because we got a spelling test? Dave Gilbert, Jackie Cross. Jackie Cross was one of the first girls that we ever saw playing football. That was unheard of, and Jackie was allowed to play football with us kids at primary school. Dinner time at the school was a walk up to the canteen. So the canteen up at Radway Street, we'd do like a crocodile of kids up past the paper shop, and we'd go up there for our dinner, all right? You know, everybody calls it lunch now, but back in the day we called it dinner. And we'd go past the paper shop. So the paper shop is opposite the Ring of Bells. And there was a Welsh guy in there. All we knew him as Mr. Jones. And even as a child, I thought this is rather inappropriate. He would say, you know what you got for dinner today, kids? You got shit and sugar. That's what he used to say. And I was horrified as a kid that this grown-up was swearing. So to us kids, that was dinner time. Lunchtime, you know, we imagined tomatoes and lettuce if we heard the word lunch. The dinner ladies up there, I can remember it like it was yesterday. It was almost like in a prison setting. They were all in a line, doling out the food. And I remember Kath Honey, but you had to call her Mrs. Honey. She lived in Wallace Grove. I remember her like being the boss of the dinner ladies. There was my Auntie Olive, who used to dish me out some extra. Mrs. Henley, who lived down at Coombe Way. I also remember an inspector that used to come called Mrs. Derbyshire. And if Mrs. Derbyshire was turning up, all the dinner ladies, from what I can remember, were on their best behaviour. And the food, I remember, was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous, the food was. And as a kid at primary school, I was a porky little chap for sure.